The following program is rated U for universal audiences and is considered suitable for listeners of all ages.
This is a presentation of Dream Realm Enterprises, where dreams are our reality.
Doctor Who, Purity, Part 3, written by Jonathan Patrick Russell.
Good morning.
Is it? I feel like dreck.
Well, you know what they say. You only feel as good as you look. I take it you're not a morning person, young man.
Hardly.
It's very bracing, you know. There's nothing like seeing the sun come up over the Treant horizon.
You mean to tell me you've already been up and about?
Oh, I've been up for hours. It was lovely, the sunrise. Beautiful. You should have seen it. Plus, I had to go to the market and to find some new clothes. Couldn't stand these awful space fatigues of Jaleer's. So I traded them in for these. What do you think? Is purple my color? I think this outfit is very suitable. Yes, looks quite fitting and trimming. Clothes make the man, you know.
Oh, boy, I can see it right now. We'd never get along if we spent much time together, Doc.
Oh, you never know. I might grow on you. I'm certainly starting to grow on me. And, as I said, it isn't Doc, it's Doctor. Oh, but then again, it's neither here nor there, eh?
Good morning, Braxa. Sleep well?
Oh, not you too. What is with you people?
My, but you're in a mood this morning.
In case you hadn't noticed, Lady Grey, I'm always in a mood.
I had, as a matter of fact. Where's our benefactor this morning, Doctor?
Well, I'm not quite sure. I lost track of him in the marketplace. Ah! Speak of the devil!
What?
He appears to be back.
I can see that, silly. Good morning, Snuff. Who's this?
This is Snuff's baby brother, Jeb.
Snuff told me he had company, so we rounded up some food for you.
How very neighborly of you, Jip, was it?
That's just what Snuff calls me.
Wait there. There's more. Forgot the juice.
What's this? Fruit for breakfast?
It'll be good for you. Just eat it.
Perfect. Just what I wanted.
So, Jip, you have another name?
My parents called me Fallon, but Snuff came up with Jip. I guess it stuck.
And where are your parents nowadays? I take it they aren't here anymore?
They're in the Great Halls. They serve the goddess now.
Do you mean they've passed away? They've died?
Yeah, Snuff's not really my brother. But we look out for each other. We're both orphans.
I see. Your life must be quite, challenging.
Being a beta, yeah.
A beta?
Yeah. Don't you know about betas?
Sorry. We're not from around here.
Are you from the stars?
Oh, that's right, Jip. Yes. We're from the stars, in a manner of speaking.
I've always wanted to go to the stars. I've studied spacecraft all my life.
How long is that, then?
Nearly 13 years. Well, it will be in a couple of months. Hey, Can I come with you in your spaceship?
Well, I don't...
We can talk about it later. Right now, there's much to be done. Won't you apologize to suffer us, Jip? We really must dash.
Oh, can't I come with you?
Absolutely not. We've got work to do. We don't have time to babysit. I'm out of here.
Don't mind him. He's just in a mood.
I told you, I'm always in a mood. Now come on.
We'd best get going, Gray.
Coming, Doctor. Take care, Jip. And thanks for breakfast.
Do they really think I'm gonna miss this?
Welcome home, Drunak. It has been a long time.
I'm sorry, Father, but I'm called Julian now.
I see. Much has changed since you left.
Yes, very much.
I imagine you have fought in many wars since you left Tria. I'm sure you've done me proud, with many victories to your credit.
Actually, I only fought in one war, and I can't say that there were many victories. In fact, no one was victorious in that war. Not in the end.
There is so much sadness in your eyes, Julian. A warrior's gaze should be strong.
I'm sorry if I dishonor you, Father. But I've known little but sadness and defeat.
A man's quality is not always proven in his victories, but in how he walks away from his defeats.
Can nothing taint your faith in me?
Nothing, my son. Come, we must have breakfast. Your return deserves no less than a kingly meal.
So, you have brought this traitor to our home, Father.
Kala, please! This is Julian's home as much as it is yours and mine.
You may be willing to forgive his dishonor and welcome this Chuja back into our lives, but I am not. Which is why I have chosen to invoke the Chil Wavo.
You cannot invoke that challenge upon your own flesh and blood. It is forbidden by the goddess.
Not when the captaincy of the Royal Guard is at stake. There is an accepted condition in the ancient texts of Moncala to allow such an exception.
Then as your father I forbid it.
You cannot. It is my right as a warrior, and I claim that right. The right to kill you, my brother.
I've brought you some breakfast. I've arranged to take you to see Captain Stryker after you've eaten.
Oh, I see. Thank you.
You're welcome, my lady.
Look, Velna, I told you. Just call me Amara.
If you truly still wish it. Although, after my behavior last night, I couldn't blame you if you never even spoke to me again.
My behavior was no better. I suppose we've got a lot of tolerance to learn for each other.
That's certainly true enough. Go on, eat up. Then you can see your Julian.
Hang on a moment, you two. Did you hear something?
Hear what, Doc? Hang on. What have we here?
Hey, let me go!
It's the kid.
It's wonderful to see you, Henjip, but I thought... We said our goodbyes. You'd really be better off staying with Snuff, you know.
I'm sorry, Doctor, but I knew if there was a chance to see your spacecraft, I had to take it.
How very persistent of you, my boy.
You're amused by this?
Very. You know, you remind me of myself when I was a lad, headstrong and curious. It takes me right back.
So... Can I come?
We're not even going to any ship right now, kid.
Why would I believe anything you'd say anyway?
It's perfectly true, Jip. Sorry.
Please, Doctor, can't I come with you anyway?
Why would you want to do that, my boy?
Well, because I like you guys. Well, most of you.
Look, we don't have time to deal with this.
Now. Let's be calm about this. You see, Jip, what we're doing could be quite dangerous, you know. So it might just be best if you were to stay clear of trouble. Just for now, eh? Gray, won't you take Jip back to Snuff's hut, please?
Yes, Doctor.
Do I really have to?
No babies on this trip.
I'm not a baby!
Look, I didn't sign onto this trip to have to watch over children.
That's quite enough. The only child I'm seeing at the moment is rather tall, bald with a goatee, and who wears a constant grimace. That would be you, in case you still haven't figured it out, Braxa.
I don't believe this.
Oh, Jip, my boy, can you see that what we're doing at the moment is terribly dangerous?
Oh, I'm no stranger to danger. Snuff and I have been through some tough scrapes on the streets, Doctor. I can handle it.
Doctor.
Oh, very well. In that case, you can tag along with me, my lad.
Oh, I don't believe this.
Now, shush. This is my decision. I'll take full responsibility.
But, Doctor...
Now, Gray, why not just trust my judgment, eh? Right. We'd best get on.
What are we going to do now, Doc?
I think I should have another word with Chancellor Hannes. And a private word at that. Right, you lot. Hang back here for a bit, won't you?
But I...
I won't be long. I promise.
Very good, my son. I see you haven't lost any of that fire you once possessed in the arena. You do me proud.
I've had to keep my senses sharp.
Your senses will have to be very sharp to defeat me. I have had 15 arena victories in the last year. I intend to set a mark of 16 tomorrow.
Have you only come to taunt your brother, Kala?
No, father. I came on other business, military business. Things the captain of the guard is supposed to do. Responsibilities. An area where some have failed.
Then I suggest you get on with your responsibilities and leave this training area. You know that opposing warriors are not to see each other sparring.
I know the rules, father. Not to worry. I was merely passing.
Do not let him rattle you, Julian. He will come around. In time.
I really doubt that, father.
Julian?
Amara?
Yes, it's me.
I don't believe it. How did you get here? I mean, how did you find me?
I have my ways.
I'm Amara Tal. This is my father, Junus Stryker.
Oh, well. I had no idea my son was acquainted with any of the royal family.
Please, don't bow to me. I'm not worthy of such an honor.
But it is customary to bow to a princess.
I'm no princess. Oh, this is Velna. She is an aide of the queen. She arranged our meeting.
Then I'm in your debt, Lady Velma.
My pleasure.
Father, could you give us a moment?
Oh, certainly. My lady's pardon.
Your father is very charming.
Well, you impressed him. It's amazing to see you here. I never expected to ever see you again. Ever, to be honest.
I know, but I was determined to find you. Especially once I learned you were in the hands of a mercenary like Captain Dalto.
You knew about that.
We've been through a lot to find you. For the moment, I'm just happy to see you, Julian.
You may wish you hadn't.
Why? What do you mean?
I've been challenged at a Shilwaro by my brother. He was the captain of the guard in my absence. He wants my blood.
You mean a fight to the death?
The challenge has been invoked. I cannot refuse.
No, Julian. I won't allow it.
Ah, my dear doctor, we meet again.
Yes, so it seems, Chancellor Hannes. I trust you slept well?
Like a veritable babe in a crib, doctor. So tell me, what brings you to Trier at this time?
At this time? Well, I just came to find and collect some friends of mine, and it's a rather nice planet, don't you think?
Yes, for one that is restricted to all alien life.
Well, now, things do seem to have changed. I mean, you're here now, aren't you?
Much is changing in the world, Doctor. It's high time we Gallifreyans caught up with the rest of the universe.
A staunch traditionalist like you, Hannes, advocating reform? My, but these are interesting times.
What are you really doing here, Doctor? Tell me.
Why, Chancellor, if one didn't know better, one would think you were keeping tabs on me. I didn't know you cared.
We know you of old, Doctor. The High Council has kept tabs on you for many decades now.
Is that so? Yes, it's so like the High Council to sit and observe the rest of us while we experience life.
Changes are coming, Doctor, even on Gallifrey.
And what enlightened changes do you propose, Lord Chancellor, eh?
I know how the rest of the universe views us, Doctor. They see us as weak, uninformed, uninvolved. They see us as an out-of-touch group of privileged uniforms too paralyzed to step from behind our own transduction barriers.
Now, that sounds like a pretty fair assessment, wouldn't you say, eh, Chancellor?
Oh, yes. It's a fair cop, as they say, on your favorite planet, Earth. But as I said, things are going to change. They are changing even as we speak.
Julian, you can't fight your brother!
You must understand, Amara. You know as well as anyone, once the Shilwava has been invoked, no man may refuse to challenge.
You mean you could kill your brother? Your own flesh and blood?
That's just it. I can't.
Then what will you do?
I have few options.
But the challenge is to the death!
Yes, I know. And I cannot kill my own brother.
Then what's the alternative?
He must kill me.
No! Jolene, you can't just let him kill you.
It's either that or kill him. I can't do it, Amara. Despite how much my brother hates me, I cannot kill him.
Then I will speak to my grandmother. I won't let this happen. I won't.
I beg you, Amara, just stay out of it.
But...
I'm sorry, Amara. But you and I cannot be together. We already know that. You shouldn't have come here. You shouldn't have come looking for me. All you found is a broken heart. I'm sorry.
What?
I was not ready before. And now I know. I will never be ready to love again. My wife and child were killed back on Anoron. I'm sorry, Amara, but when they died, my heart died with them. It was a dream, Amara. Only a dream. I cannot love. I will not love. Never again. I'm sorry.
Change? You speak of change, but what does that really mean to a Time Lord, eh? What are you aiming for, Hannes? The presidency? Oh, I know your type. It's all about me. But all you really seek is power. Am I right? Oh, yes. Now, how many more like you are there in the elite, eh?
I'm no Barusa, if that's what you mean. Nor am I an Omega. No, Doctor, I'm a Rassilon. I am one of the highest order. I seek reform for our people. I seek power, yes, but not for myself. For Gallifrey.
You really are quite taken with yourself, aren't you? Do you really think of yourself as the next Napoleon? Or Alexander? Or perhaps the next Julius Caesar? Think again.
All of those were humans whose fates were sealed from the start. I'm a Gallifreyan, and my fate is to lead our people out of darkness and into light.
I don't believe what I'm hearing, Hannes. You may have come from an elite family, yes, but I know as well as you that despite how well you've obviously studied up on human history. You only score slightly better than average in social sciences.
Watch your tongue, Doctor. You may have been one of the gifted few in our class, but you were also one of the class clowns, as I recall. Which is why, even today, no one takes you seriously.
Did you ever think that perhaps I might want it that way, my dear fellow?
Oh. Oh, I know you're not a fool. So I won't treat you as one. We know what you did on Z-11.
The Mandel Mining Project? Oh, that's going back a bit. My, my. How word gets around.
We also notice your handiwork on Aneron shortly thereafter.
Yes, I didn't mean to talk to you about that. I saw Time Lord hands in the Draymond's and Triage's temporal weapons. And I know you sent one of your agents to spy on me.
Told you everything, did she? I knew that girl would let me down in the end.
No, Annis. Gray hasn't told me a thing. On the contrary, she has worked very hard to keep her secrets. But as you admitted yourself, I'm no fool. What really went on in the Mandor system, eh? And what interest did you have in Aniram and its races? And why force poor Gray to try and deceive me?
I'm playing the power game, Doctor. That's something I don't expect you to understand. We needed to ensure temporal technology did not fall into the wrong hands, in either location.
You arrange for Aneron to be destroyed?
Needs must, Doctor.
Mandel, what did you do on Mandel? I should have known. Dr. Borsch. You were the one pulling the strings all along, eh? You told her I would be coming to Mandel. You knew.
Of course we knew, Doctor. There isn't one move you make that we don't know about.
Just a moment. The Eidolons?
Doctor?
You are the one responsible for the alteration of my TARDIS. But why, Hans? Why damage my ship?
You're a loose cannon, Doctor. A liability. Consider yourself fortunate. We let you off so easy.
Easy? You wounded my TARDIS, Hans. She's a living being, as you well know. You violated her. How dare you?
She's a rogue TARDIS, captained by a rogue Time Lord. You're both loose cannons, and I can see now that you are both liabilities, Doctor. Consider yourself under arrest. Guards, take him.
You have been listening to Doctor Who Purity, Part 3, written by Jonathan Patrick Russell, which starred in order of appearance. Jeff Niles as the Doctor, Kyle Hebert as Braxa, Sarah Gerard as Gray, Jeff Niles as Snuff, David Ramsey as Jip, Russell Gold as Juna, Phil Colvin as Julian, Shane Harris as Kala, Laura Post as Velna, Rachel Rumler as Amara, and David Ault as Lord Hannes. The Doctor Who theme tune was composed and performed by Sarah Finn, based on the original Doctor Who theme, as composed by Ron Grainer and the BBC Radiophonic Workshop. The incidental music was provided by Kevin MacLeod. The post-production editor and co-producer was Jeff Niles. The sound designer, script editor, producer, and director was Jonathan Patrick Russell. Please note that this audio range is not intending to supersede or infringe any other existing copyright in relation to Doctor Who or its concepts and sounds, which remain property of the British Broadcasting Corporation. This series features the character Gray, which was created by Kyle Bors, who retains all rights to that character. Special thanks go out to Ron Smith, Kyle Bors, Aurora McPherson, and James Lieber. Without their participation along the way, none of this would be possible. Thank you for listening. We invite you to visit us on the web at dreamrealmsite.com. And if you'd like to email us with any of your comments or questions, you may do so at darkbuilding1@yahoo.com. Join us next time for Part 4 of Purity, coming your way soon from Dream Realm Enterprises.
The story, Purity, was written by Jonathan Patrick Russell and is copyright Dream Realm Enterprises 2017, all rights reserved. Remember, Dream Realm Enterprises is a not-for-profit organization. This is a labor of love. What we do for you, our fans. Thank you for your support.
This program is copyright 2017, all rights reserved, and is brought to you by Dream Realm Enterprises. The journey continues.